Deuteronomy chapter 7. When the Lord Jehovah, your God, shall bring you into the land where you go to possess it, and has cast out many nations before you, the Hittites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you. And when the Lord Jehovah, your God, shall deliver them before you, you shall strike them, and completely destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them, nor show mercy to them. Neither shall you make marriages with them. Your daughter you shall not give to his son, nor his daughter shall you take to your son. Because they will turn away your son from following me, that they may serve other gods, so the anger of the Lord Jehovah will be kindled against you, and destroy you suddenly. But this is how you shall deal with them. You shall destroy their altars, and break down their images, and cut down their groves, and burn their graven images with fire. Because you are a holy people to the Lord Jehovah, your God. The Lord Jehovah, your God, has chosen you to be a special people to himself, above all people who are upon the face of the earth. The Lord Jehovah did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people. Because you were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord Jehovah loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn to your forefathers, the Lord Jehovah has brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord Jehovah, your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and mercy with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. And repays those who hate him to their face, to destroy them. He will not be slack towards one who hates him, he will repay him to his face. You shall therefore keep the commandments, and the laws, and the judgments, which I command you this day, to do them. Therefore it shall come to pass, if you listen to these judgments, and keep, and do them, that the Lord Jehovah, your God, will keep the covenant with you and the mercy which he swore to your forefathers. And he will love you, and bless you, and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb, and the fruit of your land, your corn, and your wine, and your oil, the increase of your cattle, and the flocks of your sheep, in the land which he swore to your forefathers to give to you. You shall be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you, or among your cattle. And the Lord Jehovah will take away from you all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which you know, upon you. But will lay them upon all those who hate you. And you shall consume all the people which the Lord Jehovah, your God, shall deliver to you. Your eye shall have no pity upon them. Neither shall you serve their gods. Because that will be a snare to you. If you shall say in your heart, these nations are more than I. How can I take their land and possessions? You shall not be afraid of them. But shall well remember what the Lord Jehovah, your God, did to Pharaoh, and to all Egypt. The great temptations which your eyes saw, and the signs, and the wonders, and the mighty hand, and the stretched out arm, with which the Lord Jehovah, your God, brought you out. So shall the Lord Jehovah, your God, do to all the people of whom you are afraid. Furthermore, the Lord Jehovah, your God, will send the hornet among them, until those who are left, and hide themselves from you, are destroyed. You shall not be afraid of them. Because the Lord Jehovah, your God, is among you, a mighty God and terrible. And the Lord Jehovah, your God, will put out those nations before you little by little, you may not consume them at once, lest the beasts of the field increase upon you. But the Lord Jehovah, your God, shall deliver them to you, and shall destroy them with a mighty destruction, until they are destroyed. And he shall deliver their kings into your hand, and you shall destroy their name from under heaven. There shall no man be able to stand before you, until you have destroyed them. The graven images of their gods you shall burn with fire. You shall not desire the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it to yourself, lest you be snared by it. Because it is an abomination to the Lord Jehovah, your God. Neither shall you bring an abomination into your house, lest you be a cursed thing like it, but you shall completely despise it, and you shall completely hate it. Because it is a cursed thing.